My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hey, welcome to Busting Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster, the genius, Evan Jenkins. Don't forget to like us, subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast, Apple iTunes Store, Google Play Store, Odyssey.com. And Evan, it's here. The NBA draft, Pistons again picking fifth. They also had the 53rd pick in the second round, and all kinds of things going on with the Pistons that look goofier than heck. But what are they going to do with this draft? There seems to be a consensus that Matis Brazilis is going to be the pick from the G League. And he's got an NBA projectionable body. He's got a good shooting stroke, even though he didn't shoot well. He was playing in a men's league last year and held his own, certainly. I would love the pick. The problem is Arn Tellin's son is his agent, and it presents a conflict of interest. So I'm not so sure how to feel about that pick and how much pressure Trajan Langdon, who used to be Arn Tellin's player and that was his agent, is going to feel about it. That would be a player that would make sense for the Pistons to be at five.
Yeah, I agree with that, Pat. And after watching their press conference on Friday, I don't know how to feel or which direction they're going to go. I mean, if you noticed, Trajan Langdon definitely thanked Arn Tellin during his introduction there. I don't know what direction they're going to go because you hear the rumors now that Isaiah Stewart's on the trade market. I mean, will they pull a big move off with that fifth pick and not even use it? I think you're right with Metellus is going to be the guy if they take a pick at five, but he is a wing that can't shoot. At least he didn't last year.
He has a decent shooting stroke.
Yes,
and he did shoot at lower levels pretty well. And he's in the big league there with the little longer three, the men coming at him and everything. I love his the way his body's going to project as an NBA player. He's athletic, so I like him. You know, I do agree with you. How much sense would it make, you know, to package some of their younger players? And you know, Stewart's going to be appealing to somebody because he's under contract at a decent rate, and he does some good things, so I don't know.
Are you nervous at all making the pick without a head coach?
Am I nervous with making the pick without a head coach? Yeah.
Yeah, just like what it could become, because I look at, like, even they're signing a Fred Vinson that's supposed to be, like, a shooting guru or whatever, but they still don't have their head coach, so you're still doing things in my world, in lack of a better term, ass backwards. You should have a head coach in place right now. They should have had that guy in place when they took the podium on Friday. It's just, it's very curious to me on choosing a guy that you don't know if your head coach necessarily believes in or wants that guy. And I'm just confused more than I am anything. And what I mean by confused, Pat, is just that they kept talking about threading everything together, and I still don't know what their plan is. And I hope that they do have a plan. I think Trajan Langdon is a very, very smart basketball mind. I just hope he has final say. And so that's why when I say I'm confused, it's just I don't know the direction that we're headed.
Well, I'm very confused about it, and there's a possibility you're listening to this podcast after reading a column in which I address what I think is a systemic problem with the Pistons. And don't forget to check out my columns. But just looking at the draft itself, all right, and the conflict of interest that is there, and it's on multiple levels if they were to take Porzingis, simply because are they taking him because of his Arm Talon's son, Michael, being the agent? If he's there, does he get more of a fair shake than, say, another player? Does he get more money? It's a definite conflict of interest any way you slice it. But the player himself, I have no issue with them taking him if he is indeed the fifth pick. So it's one of those things that's a kind of a conundrum where you don't know exactly how to feel about it. Looking at the other players that could possibly be taken there, I don't like Dalton Connect for that pick. I don't. He measured out a little under 6'6 at the combine. He did well in the agility drills, but he's not particularly athletic. He shot under 40% last year from three-point range. The athletes in the NBA are way better than being a 22, 23-year-old in the SEC. And this is a whole different world. And if you're going to take somebody in that you projectable, it would be like a second rounder if you're going to take one of those 23 or 24-year-old guys. If there's another player in this draft I like for this fifth pick, it's Cody Williams from Colorado. Now, I don't know why Cody Williams has gotten kind of a bum name here. He's the most projectable of the college players that are available in this draft. He measures over 6'7" without his shoes on. He plays at 6'8". He's got a 7-foot-plus wingspan. He shot over 40%, well over 40% from three-point range. It was on a very good team. So people say, well, he's not even the best player on their team because of Da Silva, who's going to go pretty high in this draft, and KJ Simpson from Colorado, those two players. But, you know, he did well enough, and he's kind of in that range where you could see somebody like what Embiid was like coming out of college, other players, not in terms of style, but in terms of development. He's definitely got a projectable NBA body. And you don't want to pass on a guy like that and then go through like, hey, you didn't take Donovan Mitchell or something because you taken Connect. And the other players, you know, I'm not sold on a lot of the college guys. I don't like Walter. I don't like Dillingham. Reed Shepard's going to be gone by the Pistons pick, but he's under 6'2" without his shoes on. He's got a great vertical leap. But again, not necessarily project on what it's going to be in the NBA. The one player that projects as an NBA guy to the college guys is Cody Williams. So I think it's just my opinion, but I think he's vastly underrated. His brother, Jalen Williams, is one of the better young players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so he's got that. He's got a pedigree. He's got somebody that can, you know, he can learn from. This is a player that you don't want to bypass.
Yeah, I agree, because especially at the beginning of the college season, if you looked at a lot of those mock drafts, he was right up there as 1, 2, or 3 that was going to go, and he has every single intangible that NBA teams are looking for. You're absolutely correct, and he does have a wingspan of 7'2". I think some average fans will take a look at his stats at the end of the year and see that he only averaged 12 a game, but you know, in college, it's a different game where you're not going to get up 20 shots a game like you would in the NBA. The only other I like Williams a lot for the Pistons just because of his pedigree, like you said, the intangibles. He can run, jump.
Plus, you actually probably watched him. If you watch him, you know exactly what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, because all the hype around him at the start of the year, I had to go check him out, whether or not the games are at 10 p.m. our time or not. But and I love college hoops, so I'm not going to miss that.
Colorado had a good team. They had a good team.
better than their football team. Yeah. And the other guy that I like is Donovan Klingon from UConn. I understand that they have a guy in Jalen Duren that you probably don't want to replace with Klingon. But I just look at that body and I look at his pedigree and winning. And that's one thing I think for the Detroit Pistons that has escaped every draft pick and player on this team is that they don't have any history of winning whatsoever. I know I've mentioned it before, but if you look at Ivy, he didn't win at Purdue. You look at Cade, he didn't win at Oklahoma State. You look at Duren, he didn't win at Memphis. You look at all of these guys, they don't have a winning pedigree. And I think adding a player like that that has won at some level, I think would be huge for the Pistons.
Well, if you look at the players that have come into the league and had dramatic impact, did they win?
Not necessarily.
You know, Tatum, what did he
do? My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Doing college, winning
with Duke. No, I don't think that they went all the way. And Jalen Brown with Cal. Yeah,
right. What about Anthony Edwards from Georgia?
He pushed Michigan State to the limits in one game that I remember and
yeah,
scored
he just
30.
Went crazy.
But I do think that there is something to stand with some of these players and say, you know, what a win would feel like, or I don't know. It's just, Pat, it goes back to, I mean, it's been so bad for so long that maybe just something different would work. I don't know. I get what you're saying, because not every team is going to have Carmelo Anthony being the player of the year coming off a national title with Syracuse. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah, freshman year, yeah.
And I understand.
And what did Carmelo win in the NBA?
A big goose egg, which actually made me happy.
Right. I'm not trying to shoot a, you know, hole in your theory, but you know, it's kind of like, well, what does that? All those UConn championship teams, how many of their players ended up being great NBA players? I'm talking about the recent ones.
Kemba Walker.
But did he win?
He's
in
out
NBA?
Of the league.
Yeah,
no, he's out of the league, actually. He was a former Piston there for a minute. I mean, other than, like, Richard Hamilton, I mean, I don't think Donnell Marshall screams winning or anything like that. But you're right.
That's way back in the day. Ray Allen, guys like that. But that's back in the day.
I know. Back to 99.
You know, and college basketball right now is garbage, man, as far as projecting NBA players.
It is.
You know, but I think a lot of, you know, I love it, actually. And you do, too. You watch it.
Yeah.
But when you look at projecting players, it's like, remember Franz Wagner, when he was at Michigan, he missed the biggest shot, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he airballed it and everything. Look how good he is in the NBA. So I don't know how much that factors into it.
No, you're right, because then you go look at other guys like Caleb Houston and Diabate that – they had all the intangibles too, and then they couldn't get it done, and they may have left a little too early. And you're right; it's a hard transition one way or the other.
How's your boy Max Christie doing?
He gets off the bench for the Lakers. Speaking of a Christie, his brother Cam is going to get drafted. A lot of people think at the start of the second round, which is kind of surprising because he was okay at Minnesota, but I didn't think he was like NBA good. But
well, what it tells you is none of these guys. In a case like, for example, Dalton Knecht, there's no way we're talking about him as a lottery guy if it's a, like a normal draft, and it's like it is sometimes. Correct. It's just not. It's a bad draft. It really is. It's bad at the top. You know, I don't know. How do you pronounce his Rishe? You know, I miss on that one sometimes pronouncing it. He looks like he has a chance. Sar is definitely intriguing. You know, you go up the top, but, you know, who's, you know, Reed Shepard? I mean, come on. I mean, Reed Shepard in most drafts, you know, he's a guy that goes later in the first round.
20. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's where Kinect would go most of the time. That's why I say the one player that would be drafted as a lottery pick out of the college guys is Simpson. And certainly Brazilis would be a lottery pick. So if the Pistons get one of those two guys, that's how I feel about it. So, but I don't know what they're going to do, whether they're going to make trades. They don't have a coach. You know, obviously, they're a complete and total dysfunctioning mess. And they brought in a guy who's beholden to his former agent. You know, it seems like, based on a lot of the stuff, he can say, well, maybe that's a positive. Otherwise, they wouldn't have got Trajan Langdon. I don't know. Maybe Trajan Langdon wouldn't have got an opportunity with somebody else. I'm sure he's getting a nice pay raise and all those different things. You know, it makes me very suspicious. But looking at the draft specifically, the two players I like in the first round, one of them is Brasilis, conflict of interest or not. And then the other one is Simpson, who I think is being Cody Williams. I'm sorry, I said, you know, I got KJ Simpson. KJ Simpson actually is doing pretty well. He did well at that combine. But Cody Williams, his teammate at Colorado, I think he's being vastly underrated. I like him better than all these other college guys. Rob Dillingham, who every time I saw Rob Dillingham play, he stunk. So maybe it's just bias on that.
That's kind of my thing with Reed Shepard, too, is in the biggest game of their year, he fell flat and was nowhere to be found against Oakland University.
Yeah, so that was the same with Rob Dillingham. Every game I saw Shepard have some really good games. And in fairness to him, he played his way into this spot because he did have a very good year. Jacoby Walter, you saw him play. The other kid, Topic is hurt. He'd be like a redshirt year for him, the Euro player. I just don't see a lot of players that I would say other than the one that we have right here talking about Brasilis. I like Brasilis a lot, and I like Cody Williams a lot for this pick.
Yeah, I agree. I think if they come away with either of those two guys, it's a success. I'll just be so intrigued, and I'm so excited to watch of what the new future of the Pistons could look like.
Well, I'm intrigued. I don't know how excited I am. You know, there's a difference.
It's different. I think that's why I'm excited, because it could be something different. Now, do I really expect it? No, because I think the same players are in the kitchen in Tellum and Goris, and I just hope that they give Trajan Langdon the ability to make those choices on his own without interfering one way or the other.
And I wonder, too, about the Monty Williams thing. I can't help but wonder whether Monty Williams wanted some different things, and he pushed back and felt like he had such security because of his contract, and they blew him out anyway. So,
yeah, I can't figure that one out either, too, because there were those talks that Monty was involved in everything in the off season, and then he was blindsided by the fact that he was fired. And I mean, God bless him. He has $65 million that he's going to go sit back on. It's just everything that transpired with the Pistons this off season has been weird, to say the least.
Yeah. The other thing, we have a second round pick potentially who would be some sleepers in this draft. And one of the players that I would look at would be Antonio Reeves from Kentucky. And I'll tell you why. He's a limited player, but the one thing he does very well, shoots threes. They have to get some guys that they can bring in who will bury three-pointers if they get ball movement. So I like him. There's a big guy, too, from Boston College, Quentin Post. He's a Euro player, but he played stateside here. He's not somebody who's going to be super athletic, but he's a big dude who can shoot threes. stretch the floor a little bit. So those would be two guys that I would look at in the second round if the Pistons do indeed hold that 53rd pick and one of those two guys are there. So, but anyway, enjoy the conversation. Don't forget, like us at the Apple iTunes Store. Review us, Google Play Store, Odyssey.com. It's Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter, now known as X. I forget what King of the GM, Jem, or whatever.
Jem Mint Jenkins.
Jem Mint Jenkins on X for Evan. And, of course, you got 97.1 The Ticket X page, 97.1 The Ticket Facebook page. And check out the columns, too, that I write for the 97.1 The Ticket. Till next time, we'll talk to you.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.